All right, let's get and jump back on the GMFS hotline, and we are now joined by St. Michael's head baseball coach Johnny Bernard as the Warriors enter the Class 4A semifinals, the second seed, and they will get ready to take on third-seeded West Wichita tomorrow, 4 p.m. in Sulphur. Coach, you guys on the road, or are you already there?
We are. We actually just stopped off in Lafayette, headed to Sulphur, and got a little team dinner here, so everything's working out so well so far, and hope to get in into Sulphur in about an hour and a half.
Well, Coach, we won't keep you long so you can get back to dinner, but the idea of getting out there on Thursday, being one of the first teams to play, is that a little intimidating? You guys are fresh off the bat, so to speak, to get this thing kicked off.
Sure, yeah. I like it, the way it sets up for us. Honestly, Cade, we play at 4 o'clock every home game, you know, with our varsity. And so we're used to that 4 o'clock time slot, and just that time of day is pretty natural for us. And so when I saw that time came out after we won the quarters, you know, I saw that, hey, that matches up pretty well with our usual routine. So I think that works out well. And, of course, the last 2 years we played at 7 o'clock and in the semis, and we've lost both of those. So we're going to try to change the routine a little bit.
Speaking of that routine, I know baseball coaches, baseball players can be, you know, situational. They like to wear certain socks or go with a certain routine. But when it comes down to your coaching philosophy, do you change anything as far as do you tinker with the lineup? What's been working is working. I'm going to leave it be. I mean, how do you figure that out for a semifinal matchup?
Yeah, I think it kind of just depends on the situation and your team. I mean, right now we're playing as well as we have all year. We were a little inconsistent at times during the season. Had a very good season, but you know, at times had a couple letdown games. But overall, I've played well all season. And you know, lately here we've kind of picked it up. You know, here in the playoffs, and we've won 4 playoff games. You know, 1 in the first round, and then 1 in the second round, and then 2 in the quarters. And you know, played very well in the quarterfinals against Franklinton last weekend. And you know, when you're playing well and you know, kind of get hot and you know, your kids start really feeling that chemistry, you really don't want to change too much. You kind of stick with what's working and you know, go from there. But you know, I'm proud of the way the kids have come together. It's a really fun group to coach, and we're looking forward to tomorrow.
I want to give you a second to brag about some of those guys who have made an impact on this team this year for these Warriors. I know the paper made mention of your tall and good reach of your first baseman, getting everything from up high and to the left and right. But give me an idea of around the diamond who you got on this baseball team.
Sure, yeah, that was Michael Smith, our senior first baseman. I know you're about to get into football season here in a couple months, and your football coaches will talk a lot about catch radius, you know, from those big, tall wideouts, and mm-hmm. you know, they kind of box out those corners and go up and get a ball. And, you know, Mike is kind of like that in baseball. I mean, he's 6'5", first baseman. He's got long arms. He's got great reach, very good athleticism for a kid that's his size and his height. And he's saved us just countless runs in the infield with, you know, whether it's a wide throw or a high throw or even his ability to pick a low one. He's really helped us a ton in the infield. And, you know, he's also our top hitter as far as batting average, home runs, RBIs, the whole deal. I think he's hitting .416. He's got 46 RBIs and 8 homers hitting in the 3 spot for us. But we're not a one-man show. I mean, Mike will be the first to tell you we've got some really good players around him, and we're a pretty deep team. You know, Mike is headed to BRCC to play baseball there, but we've got a number of other guys that are getting some looks and some interest, and certainly our junior class will be, you know, at the forefront of that. So, you know, this team has been all about depth, man. It's been a well-balanced group. We've, you know, got several juniors playing, like I said, and a pretty deep pitching staff that are all juniors, and, you know, at least our top 4 anyway. And, you know, looking forward to, you know, seeing where the season can go for us.
Who takes the mound for you tomorrow?
Evan Becknell. He's a junior right-hander. He's got some height himself. He's about 6'2 and a half, 6'3. He's going to, you know, low to mid-80s right-hander and give us a chance to compete. He's also a pretty experienced pitcher. He's pitched some varsity, you know, even as a freshman he pitched some. And then as a sophomore last year, he was kind of our number 3 guy, but we really had 3, you know, our top 3 were all very good accomplished pitchers. We felt good about all 3 of them. So, you know, we lost the top 2 off of last year's team, and you know, he's kind of slid right into that number 1 spot for us and done a great job. So he's pitched in playoff games, he's pitched in big ones, and he's pitched very well for us this year. So he'll get the ball, and then, of course, in relief, we've got some guys that will come in and do the job. Cade Miller, Scott Terrell, both juniors, and Mason Grimion, another junior, all righties, and kids that just compete, throw strikes, and have been doing a good job for us this year.
Is your starting catcher a senior?
He's a junior, Ross Scalfo. He's a junior as well.
So they have that communication. I know a lot of times the catcher, the pitcher, their communication, the way they operate is so crucial. Having those juniors right. And then that junior catcher back this year, and then the possibility of these guys going to come back and have that same relationship and grow that next year makes it just that much more special. Right. I know that communication is so important.
It really is. And you look at Ross, our catcher, and then Evan, who's going to be pitching. I mean, both of those guys have been playing varsity since their freshman year. So they're only their third year now of playing together and playing at a high level against the best teams around. We always play a tough schedule. So, like you said, those two with experience and then having that communication and kind of knowing each other and developing that chemistry between pitcher and catcher is really important.
We're speaking with St. Michael Warrior head baseball coach Johnny Bernard as the Warriors get ready to take on third-seeded West Wachita tomorrow at 4 in Sulphur in the Class 4A semifinals. Looking down the list of your coaching staff, I see a name that's familiar to me from my time down in the Bayou in Thibodeau. And Dennis Lorio, what kind of wealth of knowledge, what does he bring to your coaching staff? A guy who's coached football, coached baseball, and has certainly been around the block here in the Baton Rouge area with his experience.
Sure, yeah, Dennis has been great. You know, it's funny, he actually played high school baseball with my dad. You know, they both were Baton Rouge High 1969 graduates, and of course Baton Rouge High was a powerhouse in baseball back in those days. And you know, we love having Dennis around. He's great. He's got so much experience. He's won state championships in both baseball and football as a coach. And, you know, just has a wealth of knowledge. He works with our hitters. But, you know, he's a mentor for all of our players. And he's done so much in high school athletics that there's really no topic, no part of the game, on or off the field, really, that he can't offer his advice and his expertise on. I mean, we just love having him. And we're really fortunate to have him. We kind of got lucky. You know, he was looking at coming over for football. And so Paul Varner, our head football coach, got me in touch with him and worked it out that way where he would come and do baseball with us. And now he's going to go call plays at Christian Life for their offense and football. So he wears a lot of hats, but in the springtime he's wearing the red and black. So we're happy about that.
Absolutely. Coach, what can you tell us about West Wachita and what kind of scouting report would you have?
Oh, West Wachita is always one of the best teams in 4A. I mean, anybody who follows this stuff closely, they're always there in the mix. They're either, you know, headed in, you know, the team that goes to the quarterfinals, or they're headed to Sulphur, or, you know, every year it's a deep run for those guys. Coach Mitch Thomas does a very good job. This year in particular, they've got several good players. One of them that jumps out is the shortstop, Zach Watson. He's an LSU commit. He's got really good speed, also has some power. Very good athlete, very good defensive shortstop. That's a name that probably LSU fans in the Baton Rouge area will be getting familiar with pretty soon here on the diamond. You know, other than that, they've got some very good players, good hitters, and, of course, we'll probably see their sophomore righty, Luke Honeycutt, good right-handed pitcher. So, yeah, they're always tough. They always swing the bat very well, just traditionally, and they've always got some good arms, and so it'll be a very good challenge for us.
The first representation from the capital city in the championships this weekend starts tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the 4A semifinal as second-seeded St. Michael take on those third-seeded West Wachita. Coach Johnny Bernard, thanks so much for your time tonight. Finish up your dinner and safe drive out there to Sulphur, man. Best of luck.
Thank you, Kay, for having me. Appreciate it.